You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
It's a Friday afternoon here on the Burgundy and Gold. Today, you're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noel Willingham. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock. Number to call is 301-230-0980. You can tweet at me as well. And you all have been, it's been an active night on social media is how I would describe it. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Super producer Anthony Haney with us once again. We'll get a preview of the weekend before we get out of here. Anthony told me he's got some big plans that he wants to share with you all coming up this weekend. So we'll get to that before we get out of here. A Friday staple that you're going to hear on the Burgundy in Gold today. Burgundy in Bold. Your bold prediction for the 2025 Washington Commanders. We'll get to that. Obviously, the big news that we got a little bit ago earlier this afternoon, Brian Robinson Jr. Saying bye-bye to the Washington Commanders. He is now in the Bay Area pending a physical. He will be split in the backfield with Christian McCaffrey. And the one thing I will say about San Francisco, and I actually said this a couple of months ago, this idea, San Fran's everyone's sexy pick right now to kind of be that team that goes from worst to first. They have stripped the cupboard bare for Brock Purdy. Juwan Jennings is upset and disgruntled. Ricky Pearsall can't stay on the football field. I don't buy the San Francisco 49ers for the 2025 season. We'll talk about them more in great detail in the 6 o'clock hour as we take a spin around the National Football League with senior chief reporter for the NFL Network, Steve Weiss. He is going to join us. Adam Kilgore of the Washington Post is going to join us coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Kilgore, I don't want to say he's new to the beat, but he's, you know, obviously we had the change in beat writers, Nikki Javala going to The Athletic, and Kilgore right now playing the role of Nikki Javala for the Washington Post. He is someone that every time I read his stuff, I am super intrigued by him. I think he's got some different thoughts. We'll let him get those thoughts off coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. And then it's game day tomorrow, man. Commanders, Ravens, preseason finale, final opportunity for some roster bubble guys to really either show that they belong or show that they don't belong. So we'll get to all of that as we roll throughout the show. But right off the rip here, quickly, the thoughts on Brian Robinson Jr. dealt to the San Francisco 49ers for a sixth-round pick. The one nugget that I'm not hearing anyone speak about, or maybe I'm just missing it, Washington has agreed to eat some of B-Rob's salary in order to facilitate this deal. If there's one thing that I am going to nitpick at with this trade, it is that. Why are you taking on any of the salary? You that pressed to get the sixth-round pick back? It seems like the way that they move, we cash-strapped. So clearly, right? Clearly, we should be trying to free up all the money we can for 17, but Adam Peters and company deciding to not go that way. Am I overreacting to that at all? I don't know how much that they're eating of the money, but what is it, $3.67 million is what B-Rob was slated to make for this year. The reports, I think I saw this from Nikki Javala, as well as Adam Schefter, that they're going to eat a portion of the salary for this year. I don't understand why they would have to do that. But here is the lens that I want to look at this through. First of all, for Adam Peters to get anything in return for a guy that we knew was going to get cut, the rest of the National Football League knew he was going to get cut, to get anything in return for him, normally I would say, yeah, attaboy. But we heard how many suitors there were for Brian Robinson Jr. That's the thing that I don't want to get lost here. Brian Robinson Jr., I feel like I'm slighting him when I say he's one of the best 32 running backs in the NFL, because duh. But, like, the way he is viewed nationally, I think much different than the way he is viewed locally. And we'll let you hear from Brian Baldinger, who was on with B. Mitch and Finley a couple of days ago, singing B. Rob's praises. But just looking on Twitter, man, Dan Orlovsky had a quote tweet on B. Rob saying, yeah, surprised that they you know, walked away from him. He's a good player. I think that is the consensus here, is that Brian Robinson Jr. is a good football player, but he fell out of favor here in the nation's capital. But good on AP to get some value in return. And then there's this angle of it. And this is the one that honestly makes me annoyed, frustrated for the fact that we wasted time with old Riverboat Ron Rivera. This is another Ron Rivera draft pick that is now gone. And only 10 players drafted before 2024 are still on this roster. Deron Payne, Terry McLaurin, Sam Cosmi, John Bates, Percy Butler, Cole Turner, whose time may be, you know, ticking here, Chris Paul, Quan Martin, Chris Rodriguez, and Andre Jones, another cat in Andre Jones. Maybe they keep him on P-Squad for teams in hopes that he, you know, continues to develop into a pass rusher. But, I mean, man, it is hard for a regime to leave a roster in a worse condition than what Ron Rivera and company left Adam Peters here with this current Washington Commanders roster. Not a lot of depth, as you could tell by, you know, some of the things that we just rattled off here. But big picture for me, I wonder, as we continue to, you know, inch closer toward the regular season, is there any chance, and I don't know, I doubt that they will. Let me just put that out on the forefront. I doubt that they will, but is there any chance that we're going to see seller's remorse from the Washington Commanders? Because I'm going to say the quiet part out loud. I know what people think. I know we're all ready to put Bill Kroski Merritt in the Hall of Fame. I know you all think Austin Ekeler is the best third down back in the history of the National Football League. But realistically speaking, Austin Ekeler is the only proven commodity in this Washington Commanders backfield. And I love me some Bill Kroski Merritt, man. I talk to him. He's one of the guys I talk to the most post-practice, just shooting the you-know-what, just talking, getting stuff off. Non-contact jersey yesterday. Fully padded practice, first fully padded practice after the Monday Night Football game, in which he got a pretty extensive workload, and he's in a non-contact jersey. Are we certain that his durability is something that we can count on here moving forward? Because say what you want about Brian Robinson Jr., you knew what you were getting from him, right? You knew what you were getting from him. And I feel like as we continue to inch toward the regular season, I think they'll end up being fine at the running back position. The thing that I'm most concerned with is depth here. And I know they've got four guys that are going to be on the active roster, right? But Bill Kroski Merritt, and I'm not trying to overblow this at all. It just is what it is. I bring you facts. I don't do the emotional stuff. I give you black and white. Bill Kroski Merritt, after the two games that he played in the preseason, was in a black non-contact jersey the very next practice. That could either be Dan Quinn being overly precautious with a running back that he expects to get a lot of carries, or Bill Kroski Merritt has got to get stronger. He's a rookie, so the body is going to change throughout the course of the season. That is, if there's one thing that I don't even want to use worry, it's too strong of a term. You all would kill me online if I used the word worry. My eyebrow is raised up at that, though. It's something that I definitely am paying attention to, and it's something that I'm going to monitor throughout the course of the regular season. Now, we spoke about this extensively yesterday in terms of what their plans were going to be at the running back position now that B-Rob has now moved on. The more and more we think about it, and nothing's changed for me from yesterday to today, the more and more I think about it, running back by committee and game plan specific approach. And I think that's a good thing when you consider all the mouths that have to be fed in that Commander's backfield. 110%. Feels like to me, though, as we continue to get closer to the regular season, as I described it yesterday, the Terry McLaurin thing, the cloud that's hanging over this organization, each day that passes, right, you begin to feel like sunshine is on the horizon. I hope it is just that, because I feel good about this group. I do. I'm happy that AP was able to get something in return. I think it honestly shows, too, we got to get used to this, right? It's a changing of the guard. It's a new regime, different thought process. The irony in all of this is that B-Rob, all the reports coming out of Foxborough a week and a half ago, is that he was the guy. Him, Zach Ertz, Jayden Daniels were the three highlight guys on offense. So to think how quickly things shifted. And honestly, you know, I get messy a little bit. I like to, you know what I'm saying, peel the onion a little bit. I wonder how the conversation goes. Because if you're Washington, you're probably looking and going, okay, B-Rob's probably the only guy that we could get value for out of this backfield. And we know Austin Eckler's not expendable, not a piece that you're willing to move on from. So they probably looked at B-Rob and said, man, maybe other people see what we see. Because I don't think, and this is what the fans' problem is. This is why I tried to calm that noise down this offseason. Y'all act as if he is Helen Keller with the football. Can't see, can't hear, no vision. It's amazing the way that you all disrespect him. This is a dude that averaged 4.3 yards a pop last year.
I just
got you, huh? Imagine if you could.
Helen Keller is diabolical.
That's what y'all act like, though. It ain't me, it's y'all. That's the way I act when it comes to Brian Robinson Jr. But I think his fit in San Francisco, I like it. The early reports that we're seeing, I saw Mike Garofolo tweet this out earlier. San Francisco, they're dealing with a little bit of an injury situation, lack of depth at the wide receiver position. Getting B-Rob allows them to use Christian McCaffrey as more of a wide receiver. And I think that is the way that he is going to be used. I think B-Rob, the way that he looked, we were talking about it with Candy earlier in the week, he is in tip-top shape. Make no mistake about it. He is ready. And I thought he was going to have a big season this year. So, you know, happy cheers to Brian Robinson Jr. I wish him the absolute best. I saw some of you all on social media. You can tweet at me with this as well. Your favorite Brian Robinson Jr. moment here with the Burgundy and Gold. We were talking about the big hat thing online. That was cool. Ain't nothing going to top that walkout that he had, boy. I mean, it goes down top five that I've ever seen. After getting shot, coming out to many men for your first game, it was absolutely electric. Brian Robinson Jr. officially no longer a member of the Washington Commanders. What I want to talk about is this, though, next. And you could, you know, start lining up on the phones with this at 301-230-0980. Is there any chance, is there any glimmer of a possibility that Washington is going to have seller's remorse when it comes to Brian Robinson Jr.? We'll get to your calls on that, plus I'll give my thoughts next here on the Team 980.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Just getting rolling. Here on the Burgundy and Gold today, you're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock. Right now, see your calls lined up on the phones. If you're not in yet, what are you doing? 301-230-0980 is the number. Reacting to the news that we got a little bit earlier today. Brian Robinson Jr., officially a member of the San Francisco 49ers. Washington receiving back a 2026 first round, excuse me, not, I wish they got a first round pick back, a 2026 sixth round pick in exchange for Brian Robinson Jr.'s services. And the question that we're asking you at 301-230-0980, and I got to do this. I don't want you all to jump down my throat. I don't want anybody cussing me out on social media. Just listen for a hot second, please. Is there any slimmer? Is there any possibility that Washington will have seller's remorse in terms of moving on from Brian Robinson Jr.? If you got it ready, Ant-Man, I want to let you all hear from Odyssey Insider. You see him on the NFL Network as well, one of the best film gurus in the National Football League, a guy, Brian Baldinger. He had this to say yesterday or a couple of days ago when he joined B. Mitch and Finley about Brian Robinson Jr.
Personally, if I could keep B. Rob, I would. I mean, I just think big backs are at a premium. You know, there's not a lot of them in this league. We have a lot of guys that, you know, can be third down backs, are quick to the hole, but you don't have a lot of guys that can pound you and wear you down. And I think Brian does that. I mean, he was solid last year. Like, they split the carries up. That's fine. But I think there's a place for big backs, power backs, short yardage, goal line, tough yards, 4-minute drills. I just think there's a place for him. So if you said to me, hey, would you rather have Brian Robinson or not? I'd go, I'd much rather have him. I don't know what the contract deal is. I try not to pay attention to all that. We have all these insiders that do that stuff. But I think there's value in keeping Brian on board.
I totally agree with Baldy. And not to say that I'm upset with the move, because I know that's what y'all are looking for. Oh, he's mad. Oh, he's upset. No, it's not at all what this is. I love the way Baldy summed it up. I'd rather have B-Rob than not. But then the question becomes, well, what do you do with the other four backs? Because if you listened to us 2 days ago, we gave you our 53-man roster projection, the 1.0 version. We'll get you another one coming up on Monday. But this team is going to keep four running backs one way or another. So basically, in my opinion, it feels like they chose B-Rob over Chris Rodriguez. Chris Rodriguez over B-Rob. That's what it seems like right now. And I got some numbers here from a guy, Warren Sharp of Sharp Football. Despite facing the fifth easiest schedule of run defenses a season ago, Brian Robinson Jr. ranked 27th out of 50 running backs in yards per carry at 4.3 yards a pop. He was 37th out of 50 running backs in terms of explosive run rate. That's runs of 10 or more yards at 6.5. And then he ranked 35th out of 50 running backs in stuff rate. He also ranked 44th out of 50 running backs with 34% of his rushes. This is a crazy number. 34% of his rushes a season ago went for 1 yard or fewer. That is despite facing the fifth easiest run schedule in the National Football League last year. So if there are B-Rob detractors out there, and I know that there are plenty of you all, I get it. The numbers are not sexy. But the one thing that I continue to say when it comes to why Washington's running backs didn't have success last year down the stretch, it's more so to do with the offensive line play, not the running back. So let's be honest. It's not like B-Rob was the only running back struggling last year. Chris Rodriguez had his struggles last year as well. And the thing that I continue to say, I want to see him against fresh defenses, not coming in the second half when guys have been worn down. But big picture, looking at this through the lens of positivity, this is a win-win situation, I think, for all parties involved. Washington felt that they clearly needed to move on, and they were able to get some sort of compensation back in return. If there is one thing that I am going to point at with this deal and go, okay, if I got to nitpick about something, if I got to be mad about something, it's like putting together a tremendous fit, but then your shoe's a little bit dirty. Like, that's how this feels to me. Because I don't like the fact that they're eating some of his salary. Why? Why are you eating some of his salary? See, this is the thing, and it's the kick, Ant, it's coming to me in real life now. You know what them eating the salary means? They weren't going to get the trade done if they didn't eat salary. They weren't going to get draft compensation, even if it is as minuscule as a six-round pick. You wouldn't have got that if you weren't willing to eat that, you know, $3 million in salary that there was. But enough of me. I want to get to you at 301-230-0980. Brian Robinson Jr. officially a member of the San Francisco 49ers. Washington receiving a 2026 sixth-round pick in exchange. When you consider this running back room, Austin Ekeler, the only real established guy here, is there any shout, is there any doubt, or any chance, rather, that Washington is going to have seller's remorse when it comes to getting rid of Brian Robinson Jr.? Kurt the Sigma wants to chime in. What's going on, Kurt?
Hey, what's up, Lamell? How you doing,
I'm
man?
Good, brother, man. How you doing?
I'm good. First, you answered your own beef, okay? Yeah, they weren't going to get the trade if they didn't need some salary. But to be honest with you, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, the salary he makes, it's not a big deal. I think it's win-win for both teams. I think B-Rob will get – he'll probably get about 15 carries a game in Frisco.
And he will get touches, yes.
You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because in Frisco – see, in here – he doesn't fit Cliff Kingsbury's style of offense. They're in the gun so much. When B-Rob gets the ball in his hands, he gets like a step, you know. But in Frisco, by the time he gets the leather in his hands, he has two or three steps. Okay, and once he gets that momentum and hits that hole, man, a lot of people act like B-Rob is soft.
So to speak to that, Kurt, B-Rob had 12% of his carries last year come from under center. So, like, that's not – and I totally get you. He's not a gun back. I totally agree with that. So, yes, stylistically speaking, that offense may be better for him. But here's what I worry about. All of you complain about B-Rob's vision. We know what Kyle Shanahan and company are running. That is a zone-running offense where you got to have vision. So, we'll see, you know, how much success
really,
he's able to have.
Because the way they zone block, you going,
it's easy.
You're going at a specific place.
Right.
And that's what B-Rob is good at. When they zone you to whatever hole you're going to, you go to that hole. Yeah. And B-Rob is going to go there with authority. That's why I think he's going to do better in Frisco than he does here.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
Know.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of, you know, the seller's remorse, they're going to have seller's remorse probably because I see Bill getting nicked up. Once Bill gets nicked up, then C-Rob.
Well, that's the thing, Kurt. We're going to let you go, Kurt, because we got a bunch of other guys to get to. But Kurt hit it right on the head on the way out. And I'm not doing this to pick on Bill. I want Bill to be great. That's what y'all miss with me. I am a fan first. You know what I'm saying? We make, you know what I'm saying? When this team makes the playoffs, guess what? We get more work. I'm all for more work. I'm rooting for the overall success of this team. I bleed it. I'm an addict for the burgundy and gold. I'm wearing the patch right now. But I'm going to be real with it. 7 days out of the week and twice on Sundays. In two games that Bill Merritt has played, he has come up in a non-contact jersey in the very next practice. So is it wrong for me to question whether or not he is going to have a durability issue? I don't want that to be the case, but yeah, call a spade a spade. 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's go to Anthony out in D.C. What's going on, Anthony?
What's going on, man?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm good. First things first, I owe you an apology.
Uh-oh. What's that for?
So I've been pushing something over the air. Thinking, you'll be tightened up with it. But for all I know, you may not even want that. You might have bigger aspirations.
Well, look, I appreciate the support overall, though. No need to apologize, brother. I dig it.
So I'm putting you on the spot. You might want to say something, but you can't say something. So I apologize for that.
No, you good, brother. You good. What you got for us, though, man?
So on the B-Rob thing, I think it's premature. I think they should have waited to see what it looked like behind this offensive line. I don't think this offensive line is. I don't think last year's offensive line was up to snuff.
Yeah,
see
I think that's fair.
Like this, see what it looks like this year. And if you get same or close to similar results, then you know you can move on. But I mean, we all know Rob not going to take it 80 yards,
right.
But he's going to be that sledgehammer. And as far as Bill goes, you got to remember he didn't play at all last year, so they might be trying to just ease him along until he can get really ramped up to go.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. So this is another thing, too, and on the way out, man. Brian Robinson Jr. last year ran against a stacked box that is 8-plus defenders, the fewest out of all the backs on this football team. I'm not trying to give you stats to poo-poo on B-Rob. It just is what it is. So those of you that, are not believers in Brian Robinson Jr., I know I get a lot of crap on social media because I was trying to go to bat for bruh. Like, I really – I think he's one of the best 32 running backs in the National Football League. I don't think there is any sort of debate about that. And when you hear a guy like Brian Baldinger, one of the most respected player analysts, you know, in the National Football League, when you hear him sing his praises, when you see Dan Orlovsky sing his praises, you begin to think, man, you know, maybe they will have seller's remorse. But I want to continue to take your calls on this, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. Brian Robinson Jr., now a member of the San Francisco 49ers. Any chance at all that the Commanders will have seller's remorse? We'll take your calls on that. Plus the preseason finale coming up tomorrow. Who are we putting under the microscope to give themselves an opportunity to potentially crack this 53-man roster? Your call's next. 301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, Adam Kilgore covers the Commanders for the Washington Post. He's going to join us. And then, I know what you're really waiting for in this 5 o'clock hour, a Friday staple here on the Burgundy and Gold today. It is Burgundy in Bold, your top bold predictions for the 2025 Washington Commanders season. We'll get your calls on that. But right now, hitting the phones on this, Brian Robinson Jr., no longer a member of the Washington Commanders, shipped out to San Francisco earlier this afternoon. The team gets a 2026 sixth-round pick in return. The question that we're asking you on the phones at 301-230-0980, is there any chance at all, any chance, that Washington will have seller's remorse on moving on for Brian Robinson Jr.? Despite what you all think about him here locally, I think when you talk to national media pundits, folks like them some Brian Robinson Jr. We let you hear the audio earlier from Brian Baldinger talking about, you know, those big, powerful 6'2", 225-pound backs, they are not at a premium, or they are at a premium, rather, in the National Football League. There are scat backs all over the place. The running backs of B-Rob's ilk, you know, you don't see them all of the time nowadays. Now that the NFL is kind of transitioning into this, you know, one guy do it all approach, like he is your first and second down hammer. But I want to reiterate some of these numbers, because the more and more I read them over, the more and more I think, damn, things were a little unchy last year for Brian Robinson Jr. This is VR guy Warren Sharp of Sharp Football. Last year, the Commanders faced the fifth easiest schedule to run defenses in the NFL last year. Despite that, Brian Robinson Jr., 27th out of 50 eligible backs in terms of yards per carry, 37th out of 50 eligible backs in terms of explosive run rate, and then 35th amongst 50 eligible backs in run stuff percentage at 20%. And then this is the number that really stood out to me. 44th out of 50 eligible backs with 34% of his rushes going for 1 yard or fewer. Now, why is that? Because I do want to get to that as well. That goes back to me to that conversation of the interior of this offensive line last year down the stretch got their behinds whipped for a multitude of different reasons. Health, from my perspective, being the biggest reason. Tyler Biadasz was on one leg down the stretch, right? Sam Cosmi was on one leg down the stretch. And then Nick Allegretti has been a career backup. I didn't really expect much from him, but he's definitely, you know, a solid part of this offensive line, a good depth piece. But all that being said, Brian Robinson Jr. to me is still a good football player, and a lot of people out there feel that he is a good football player. I don't want to slight him by saying, yeah, he's clearly one of the best 32 running backs in the NFL, because to me that should be obvious. I don't know where I would rank him amongst the starting running backs in the NFL from last year. I don't think he'd be near the top of the list. But the thing that I continue to get annoyed with is I don't think he is as bad as a lot of you make it seem. A lot of you all make it seem like we had Ray Charles running the football last year. All I hear is conversations and talks about vision and lack of vision, things of that nature. How many times was Brian Robinson Jr. hit behind the line of scrimmage last year? I'm pulling up next-gen stats. I need to pull up them damn numbers. How many times? Because it felt like it happened often a season ago, and that's not on the running back. That's on the offensive line. 301-230-0980 is the number. Any chance that the Commanders will have seller's remorse for moving on from Brian Robinson Jr.? Jason is in Laurel wanting to chime in. What's going on, Jason?
No, my bro. I've been waiting to speak to you all day, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. So I got a couple things. One, I think this is a rare move in the NFL where literally everybody's a winner. Both teams, the player, everybody. he was not a good fit for our offense, and you've just been talking about a lot of reasons why. And some of it's semantics, but he's going to a team that's got a great running back, and more importantly, they're run by a guy that probably knows running game better than anybody. So if somebody's going to give him a boost, it's going to be the Shanahans. He's going to have an opportunity to play because McCaffrey's hurt all the goddamn time. This is just a good move for both teams. And I don't think, because he's not a good fit for our offense and our personnel, that there was any chance they were going to re-sign him. And I tell you what, San Francisco is in that running. They might win a Super Bowl this year. So maybe
what?
Robinson gets a chance to win a Super
Bowl.
Literally was a win-win for everybody.
Hold on, Jason. And I appreciate your call as always, Jason. Whatever you're sipping, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. You got it. 36. It's 4:37. I'm about to say, I know you got a good adult beverage. The way you talking, yeah. San Francisco is a Super Bowl team? I'm just not buying it.
A lot of people think they're going to go from last to first this year. There's a lot of people. I'm not saying that.
It's a sexy pick. I agree. Opinion. I agree. It is a sexy trend. Yeah. I appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the weekend, brother. 301-230-0980. Ain't no damn way San Francisco's going to the Super Bowl. They gutted their roster to pay Mr. Irrelevant. And while we're at it, because I know I keep some numbers on deck, man. I have some numbers on Brock Purdy. For those of you out there that think Brock Purdy is some sort of top 10 quarterback in the NFL, I'll die on that hill. And I know what people are going to say. Oh, Linnell, it's such a bad take at this point. Didn't he prove it to you already? Last year, when the San Francisco 49ers asked Brock Purdy to throw it 30-plus times, they were 1-7. They were 1-7 last year when Brock Purdy threw the ball 30-plus times. And I say this all the time about those big money contracts that are given out at the quarterback position. I understand the market's exploded and it's better to have one than not. But those $55, $60 million per year contracts should be saved for the four horsemen and probably Jaden Daniels. Quarterbacks that clearly elevate others around them. What was the conversation in San Francisco last year when Debo went down, when Brandon Ayuk went down, when Trent Williams went down, when Kittle went down? Oh, you see, bro, how is Brock Purdy supposed to succeed without any weapons? The elite quarterbacks do it. Lamar Jackson hadn't had a weapon in Baltimore the entirety of his career. Pat Mahomes has had guys go down. Josh Allen last year, the cupboard was bare offensively for him. And he went out and won the damn MVP. There are levels to this quarterback stuff. Brock Purdy, good quarterback, not an elite quarterback, not one that's worth $50 million annually. 301-230-0980 is the number. Any chance that Washington has buyer's remorse when it comes to seller's remorse in terms of moving on for Brian Robinson Jr.? Steve is in Columbia wanting to chime in. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, how you doing? Let me just clarify. I don't know who y'all is, but I ain't part of y'all. And I think they're going to have seller's remorse. I think B-Rob was a good player. I think he did what he could. Our offensive line, man, it was not all that last year, especially up the middle. They got crushed repeatedly. People like to name drop certain names. I'm not even going to say certain names of guys on the O-line, but they were just thrown off the ball, you know? And I think, like you say, I kind of agree with you. We don't know if Bill is going to be able to really handle the pounding that's going to come, even within a division. Will he hold on to the ball? Will his durability hold up? We don't know. Yeah, B-Rob had a couple fumbles, but overall he was a durable and he was a good back. And that, I'll just leave it at that.
I appreciate the call as always, Steve. 301-230-0980 is the number. That's my thing, too. It's like the durability thing, and I don't mean to nitpick when I bring that up. It's just a real thing for me. He's played in two preseason games, and in the very next practice following those two preseason games, he's been in a black non-contact jersey. Not because he looks swaggy wearing the black jersey, but because he's banged up, because he's nicked up. So I do think it's fair to have early questions about the durability of Bill Merritt. Now, Ant, you brought up a good point. Football is a man's game, straight up. Ray Lewis said it best. It's a man's game. It is hard to take a year off and come back and take not just the pounding of playing football, period. And I keep seeing, and I know you see it on social media too, and the callers probably do as well. They got this 40 and over league, fully padded joint. You're seeing, like, people giving hype speeches and whatnot. Any of y'all out there, any callers out there, if you're playing in a 40 and older league, sit the hell down. Point blank. But realistically speaking, to be for real here, when you take a year off and then you come back and now you're in the National Football League, this ain't Arizona. This ain't the Pac-12, the Big 12, whatever the hell you want to call it. You're going to be playing in the NFC East with real defenses. You're going up against one of the more difficult schedules in the NFL. ESPN has Washington's schedule ranked as the seventh hardest in the NFL. So to act as if everything's going to be all peaches and roses and Bill's just going to play all 17, I got to see it. But one thing that B-Rob earned right away with me, I know he is as tough as nails. You don't get shot and come back running out to many men and get called soft. So that's not what I'm going to call him. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll continue to take your calls. Plus, we'll open up Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six commanders that I got under the microscope tomorrow in the preseason finale against the Baltimore Ravens. Your call's next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Burgundy and Gold today. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, and L. Willingham will take you on your afternoon drive home. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Adam Kilgore, the Washington Post, is going to join us. We get his thoughts on the preseason finale for the Washington Commanders. Plus, we'll ask him the same question we're asking you at 301-230-0980. The Commanders moving off of Brian Robinson Jr. officially. I'll be real. I do want to give AP some love because I didn't think there was a chance in hell they'd get draft compensation for him. I think we're finding out, though, the reason that they did get that compensation in return for B-Rob, and it is just a sixth-round pick coming up in next year's draft from the San Francisco 49ers. The reason they got that is because they're eating salary. I don't want to be messy, but if I'm Terry McLaurin, was that sixth-round pick that important? That you going to eat salary that you could have gave to me? Just saying. 301-230-0980 is the number. Any chance that Washington has a little bit of seller's remorse when it comes to moving on from Brian Robinson Jr.? I've got four running backs on my final 53. Chris Rodriguez, Bill Kroski-Merritt, Austin Eckler, Jeremy McNichols. Any chance at all that Washington has seller's remorse? When you look at that backfield and the four cats I just named, Austin Eckler, the only established guy that's a member of the Washington Commanders backfield. Let's go to Terrell out in B-more once chime in. What's going on, Rail?
Man, see, that lead-in changes what I was going to say.
Oh, man. Okay, well.
Listen. Because, I mean, it's part of what I was coming into, but, like, if you're going to keep those four guys, right, One guy's really established, a sixth, seventh-round rookie who, like you said, might be a little light in the tush, you know what I'm saying, and then two guys who are going on and off of the practice squad, special teams. If you, as B-Rob, didn't do enough during training camp last year or whatever to keep your spot, to make yourself that valuable to stay in that room, then that is on you. And I think if that team got just a sixth-rounder and had to also pay salary, then that also tells me other teams weren't fearing you and weren't calling for your services like that. So we can talk about scheme. We can talk about vision. We can talk about O-line. The fact of the matter is he did not do enough on his own as a player in a man's game to make himself that valuable for the team that drafted him to say, we got to keep you over these guys. So I'm saying I got to look at B-Rob like, bruh, I love you. Uh-huh. I appreciate you. But that's on you. You got your spot taken. That's on you, bruh.
I think you make a good point. So super producer Anthony Haney put it in the description here that you wanted to say we get so connected to people as players. And I think that is 110% true. I don't know if that's the case with B-Rob because y'all turned on him quick. I mean, whole conversation on social media this offseason was, we got to get a running back. I didn't feel that way.
Agree. I probably was one of those guys that had I called more, I'd have been like, nah, I don't believe it. Because if your first and down hammer is running into the back of your O-line all the time,
exactly.
I got a problem with that. That's what I saw.
I hear
and not to say that. Not to say that he wasn't a good guy, not to say that he didn't go through adversity here. I appreciate all of that. But in this business, you've got to look beyond some of those things and say, hey, you're not producing for what we need. And unfortunately, he just didn't do it. He hasn't hit 1,000 yards, and we can chalk that up to a lot. But the special guys stand out, and he didn't even stand out in his own training camp. So,
yeah, I dig it. I hope you have a good weekend, brother. 301-230-0980. I get it. I do. But I think the conversation, and I'm not trying to crap on last year's O-line, and because I keep saying it, like the reason I think they struggled more than anything is that they were nicked up down the stretch, man. And when you run the ball as much as Washington did, you're taking a pounding, man. It's a lot of physical football that this team played. But that offensive line, say what you want down the stretch, and I'm putting it nicely, they got whipped at times, man. Straight up. And look, argue with anybody on that. I'll argue with anybody on that. Like, also, Diggy Zuwa, when we played Dallas, screamed up field, blew up runs consistently, right? When we played Atlanta, we couldn't run the football. Grady Jarrett, all of a sudden, living in the backfield. It's one of those things where, and I, you know, struggle to go back and forth with this, because this is where pride gets in the way. And as somebody that's played team sports, you can chime in on this. Like, I would rather your backup play if you're going to play hurt and get your ass kicked. And that was the case last year with Tyler Biadasz and Sam Cosmi. But we know we ain't have a backup for Biadasz. Biadasz couldn't anchor at all last year. Ankle was hurt down the stretch.
It's a long season, Linnell. Like, I think most NFL players have some type of neck. They're injured right now.
Sure.
The freshest they're going to be is at the start of training camp. So I think when you even look at the fact that they have a 17-game season, later in the season, yes, they're going to be battling through injury. So I think if they can be out there, they'll be out there. Like, everybody's banged up.
Yeah.
If they can be out there, they'll be out there. So if he couldn't play, he couldn't play. Like, that's just what it was.
But I don't know. And I go back and forth with this because I've been under pressure to play before in high school and college. You hear your teammates talking, bro, why you not practicing, bro? Why you not practicing, bro? I'm hurt, Bama. I don't want to go out there and injure myself further. So with Biadasz, like, and I know he's, you know, first team all tough ass. I get it. Like, he is, what do they call him, badass? Like, I get it. I get the nickname, wanting to live up to the moniker. If you're hurt and you're playing center and you can't anchor and you're giving up penetration on run plays, sit the hell down. That's it. Let's go to Lap once in time. Let's go on Lap.
Hey, what's up, Linnell?
What's going on?
Southeast ad too, man. hey.
Hold on, Slim. Hold on. What the hell? What do you mean, Southeast ant? Where did this come from? Is that a thing that I'm fool?
Hey,
it's a Friday. It's a Friday, and y'all feeling good. I've never heard that one before.
He grew up in some parts where I grew up, man. So we got that connection.
Hey, Lap, the real know the real, man.
You know, if you stayed on the south side of D.C., man, you know what time it is. It ain't. It wasn't.
It's 4:53. It's 4:53:04 Eastern time and counting.
Hey, look, he's a success story, man. You know, anybody make it out of Southeast D.C. doing good, bro. And
100%.
Look, I'm a cybersecurity specialist.
Well, look at you. Hold on. Let me find out you work in cybersecurity. Hey, you going to DM me? I'll send you my Cash App, my Venmo, Zelle.
Oh, yeah.
Cybersecurity. Good.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
what you got for us, though, brother?
Oh, yeah. Oh, quick question. Something you had said earlier about the other day about John Wall, too, man. I want to shout out to him, man. I wish we could have beat Celtics that year and see how LeBron, we played against LeBron and Kyrie. But I'm definitely going to miss him. The team been some trash for a while, and I would take a young John Wall
and what he brought to the table anytime. But the future looked bright. We got some talent, so we'll see
for sure.
But I just wanted to shout him out because that's my boy.
For sure.
Hey, I'm going to miss B-Rob, man. B-Rob was good. He was talented. It seemed like they trying to get rid of all Jay Gruden and Ron Rivera players, man. They getting them up out of here, boy. They ain't playing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to miss them. And I guess we just going to see what we can do, man. And I'm really surprised that they did it so soon because – I had told you a while back, I said, this is the last year that he's going to get an opportunity to really show what he got because I didn't really think that they valued him or wanted him. And, you know, I think he probably could be on another team or a contender, you know, someday.
I'm glad that you agree with that, Lap, and I appreciate the call. Another caller said it earlier as well, like, I want to see him behind this offensive line because I do think they are, you know, much improved on the interior. Because, one, guys are going to be healthy, and then, two, I'm really, you know, having high expectations for Brandon Coleman. But I don't know, man. I wish him the best moving on to San Francisco. I think he'll do well. Our guy Travis Wigfall tweets at me and says, when you come up with 1,000 stats to defend a person, you're making excuses for that person. And who from the Commanders actually said Bill was the starting running back? For your information, the 49ers O-line was injury-prone last season. Still doesn't excuse Brock Purdy. Alex is in Alexandria wanting to chime in. What's going on, Alex?
Hey, youngest in charge.
What's going on, brother?
Well,
how you doing?
We're going to find out. We're going to find out on when we play the first game, right? If we're going to miss him or not. I tell you what, I'll be honest. Brown Robinson, the first year, rookie year, good. Second year, he was okay.
We're going to throw Alex on hold. Let's go to Ace and Clinton before we hit a quick timeout. What's going on, Ace?
Hey, Lionel. How you doing?
Brother. And you the man. Lionel, brother. Say it with me. Lionel,
I'm sorry.
You all good, brother. I'm going to give you a hard time. But, no, I appreciate you chiming in. What's going on? What do you think about the B-Rob trade? Any chance that we'll see Washington have seller's remorse here?
100%. They're going to be seller's remorse. Let me tell you why. People not mentioning this guy's name, but he's a future Hall of Famer. On SF, if he gets you 15 games, maybe 10 to 15, and I'm talking about Trent Williams, he's going to be a beast.
Now, talking about him running behind their offensive line, right? Yeah.
Yeah, now, he got to be healthy. B-Rob, he's probably going to be second, third string.
Well, here's the thing that I think everyone's missing. I think we're missing that conversation. Someone called in earlier and said 15 carries per game, and I think that's about right. Christian McCaffrey, they're trying to eliminate him as a traditional back. I don't think they want him taking that pounding in between the tackles. And when you think about the injuries that they're dealing with a wide receiver, I think Brian Robinson Jr. and him share the field more times than not.
Exactly right. I got another call coming in, but look, love your show, man. Best of luck to
yes,
you.
Indeed,
hope I get a chance to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. Adam Kilgore, The Washington Post, coming up at 5:15. When we come back, though, top of the 5 o'clock hour here in our nation's capital, tomorrow, preseason finale for the Washington Commanders. Time for another installment of L Super Six Pack. My top 6 players that I'll have under the microscope for tomorrow afternoon's game against the Baltimore Ravens. That is next here on the Team 980.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes?
Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.